paying for non-residential care. This page is about community care contributions from October 2017. It explains how charging works for non-residential social care in Bradford. It is also called community care. It is the care that you receive in your own home. Financially assessed contributions. The amount you pay for your care will be based on your income and your capital. Your income is the amount of money you get from things like your job or from benefits. Your capital is other money that you have, like savings. If you do not give your financial information, you will have to pay the full cost of your care. The calculation that we use to work out contributions is explained in more detail further on in this audio version. Chargeable services. These are some examples of the services that are charged for. Daycare, unless it is provided as part of a package of residential care. Personal care, outreach support, supported living services, time out, extra care housing. You will not have to pay a charge if you have Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, you have 100% continuing healthcare funding, or you are getting aftercare under Section 117 of the Mental Health Act. Financial assessment. If you have savings or investments, which we call capital, over £23,250, you will be asked to pay for the full cost of your care. £23,250 is the current national threshold set by the government. If your capital is under this amount of £23,250, we will need to see full details of your income and capital. This includes things like building society passbooks, bank statements, share certificates, and any other documents. The assessment will also take into account some property-related household expenses that you may have because you are disabled. These are called disability-related expenses. The assessment will also find any other benefits you should be claiming. The financial assessment process helps us to work out your charge. You will need to pay the charge from the day your adult social care starts. It is important that we are given all the information we need as quickly as possible. It is also important that you start to put money aside to be able to pay your charge from the agreed start date. What you pay will be no more than the actual cost of the services being arranged for you. It will be no more than what the government thinks you can afford. When the assessment has been completed, you will be sent a statement. It will explain how your charge has been calculated. You will then get an invoice that will be from the date you started to receive services. The assessment is completed for people as individuals and not as couples. It will make sure that you have money left after the contributions are applied in line with the personal allowance. This is also called the minimum income guarantee. How your charge is worked out. Your payment will either be your assessment income or cost of care, whichever is the least. In the written version of this information, there is a diagram to show how this is worked out. So the diagram says number one, income plus number two, tariff income from capital minus number three, personal allowance minus number four, allowable expenditure equals A, assessed income. Then underneath it says five, cost of care equals B, cost of care. Your charge per week will then be either A or B, whichever is the least. Assessed income. Your assessed income is the figure that is worked out through your financial assessment. This is what you have been assessed as being able to afford. If this assessed income is less than or the same as the cost of care, this is what you will pay. So number one, income. Income from all sources will be considered in your financial assessment. Income includes things like benefits, employment and support allowance, job seekers allowance, disability benefits, pension credit, work and private pensions, and any other income. Income does not include earnings from a job, charitable income, winter fuel and cold weather payments, statutory sick pay, statutory adoption pay, and statutory maternity pay or allowance, the mobility component of disability living allowance or personal independence payment, tax credit, maintenance payments specifically relating to a child, war pensions or guaranteed income payments paid under the Armed Forces Compensation Scheme. Tariff income from capital. If you have capital over £14,250 but below £23,250, we will work out an amount for tariff income. Tariff income is the extra amount of money the council assume you get because of your capital. It is calculated at a rate of £1 a week for every £250 of your savings over £14,250. Your home. The value of your home will not be taken into account as capital. The value of any property or land you own that you don't live in may be thought of as capital. This means it might be used in your financial assessment. There are some circumstances under which certain property or land might not be used in your financial assessment. The rules relating to property are very complex. The financial assessment team will be able to discuss them with you. Disposal of assets. This is when someone deliberately spends their capital or transfers it to someone else to avoid paying for their care. If we think you have done this, it will be taken very seriously. We will still take the capital into account as if you still own it. Personal allowance. Your personal allowance is worked out using rates set by the government. This is also known as minimum income guarantee. Allowance expenditure. Expenditure is the money you have to spend on something. Property related expenditure. We will take into account the money you have to spend in respect of your main home only. This may include council tax, rent, mortgage payments, ground rent or service charges. Disability related expenditure. This will be considered when the spending is needed to aid independent living and where you have no choice to incur the expense because of your disability or illness. Cost of care. The cost of care will be different depending on the services you need. What happens if I do not give you my financial information? If you do not give us your financial information, you will have to pay the full cost of your care. Can someone tell me how much my charge might be before I start receiving support? Once we have all the details of your finances, we can tell you what we think your assessed income might be. This will not take into account the cost of your care at this point. It will show us what we think you can afford to contribute, though. For this information, please telephone the Financial Assessment Team on 01274 434 961. What if my provider doesn't deliver my services? Please let us know if this happens. We will discuss with the provider and we will review your care charges account. Please note that you may not always see a reduction in your weekly charge. This is because it is dependent upon your financial assessment. If I reduce my care package, will my charge reduce? For most people, reducing your package will not reduce the charge you are paying. This is because your charge will be lower than the cost of your care package. Your care package is based on your care needs assessment and the services that are needed to achieve the things you want. Please talk to your social care worker if you want to reduce your package. What if I cannot afford my charge? If you do not think you can afford to pay the contribution towards your care and support, you can appeal. Please contact the contributions team on 01274 437 975 or 01535 618 109 for information on how to appeal. For queries about the financial assessment process, please contact the team by email at specialistfinancialteam@bradford.gov.uk or you can phone 01274 437 987 or 01274 434 961. For information about your invoice, please contact the contributions team. You can email at fss.charges@bradford.gov.uk or you can phone on 01274 437 975 or 01535 618 109.